Hello, governor. Listen up, Linda.
And I'm in the street. Who has this kind of dress? It's called...
Meh. But thank you for this day in the name of Jesus. Why so serious? Why so bitter? Why so angry and frustrated? It was hotter. Who knows? Babies are stupid, so ladies take hold. Entertaining vain imaginations will have you caught up. Amen, Lord, thank you for this day in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, guide me as I read, guide me as I speak. I lift up this recording to you. I ask that you place your mighty hand upon this seed. Holy Spirit,
Lord, let them know that my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other worthy. Is the lamb who was slain worthy? Is my king who conquered the grave faithful, performing his word which he has spoken? Is my creator, my maker, my sustainer, my substance and source is sufficient for me. His grace is made perfect in my weakness. To me, who was less than the least of all, this belligerent, inconsiderate, psychopathic, schizophrenic, malnourished, walking zombie, a tomb, former tomb. Blessed with every man given right, acquire, Christ edified. Thank you, Father, for this day in the name of Jesus. Protect the seed of your kingdom. Holy Spirit, let them know. Show them over and over again and again the fact that God is in control. Woo! Cause I raise a hallelujah. Cause my God is so. Raise a hallelujah, cause God is good. His mercy endures forever. Get it through your head. Where did I go? Where did I go? What am I doing? Which way did he go, Lord? Which way do I go, Lord?
Who are less than the least of all. baptize us in your presence. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for doing abundantly far over and over there. Ask or think or even consider. I thank you for doing far over and above. Super abundantly far over and above. Ask or think, or can even consider, infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Cause mediocre is what and improve understanding by knowledge to know the Lord, the character of a sound to know the law, God's word, his commands, his laws, his precepts, his principles, is all Jesus, the character of a sound mind, to know the law, to know the word of God, is the character of a sound mind. Likeness and giving dominion over the earth. The kingdom of heaven is his, and the earth is his footstool. What does it say? You tell me. It's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. Okay, Father, who's good about me? We're gonna get Bible. Isaiah chapter 49, Christ complaint of the Jews. So this is like of his body. Look at Holy Spirit flow, Holy Spirit interpret the scriptures, reveal Jesus, give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Listen, Linda. It says, listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from far. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, has he made mention of my name, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand has he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver has he hid me, and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work is with my work with my God. Amen. He is sent to the Gentiles, and now says the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserves of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, when he told me, when to him whom man despises, to him who the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, he shall see the and the bride, and his also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in the day of salvation have I helped you, and I will preserve you and give you for a covenant to the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourself, they shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places, they shall not hunger nor thirst. Neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the streams of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far and low, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Shittim. God's love is perpetual. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. For Zion said that the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can the woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, yet will I not forget you. Behold, I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your children shall make haste, your destroyers, and they that make you shall go forth of you. Lift up your eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe. Amen. You shall surely clothe. Them all. So you shall clothe yourself with them all as with an ornament, and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and your desolate places and the land of your destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallowed you up shall be far away. The children which you have, which you shall have after you have lost the other, shall say again in their ears, the place is too straight for me, give place to me that I may dwell. And shall you say in your heart, who has begotten me these? Seeing I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive and removing to and fro, and who has brought you up? Behold, I was left alone. These, where have they been? Thus said the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and the kings shall be your nursing fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their face toward the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. You shall know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Deliverance out of captivity shall the people taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered. But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children, and I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh, and I shall be drunk with their own blood. They shall be drunk with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all this shall know that I, the Lord and your Savior, and your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. This Holy Spirit help me manage this magnificent, abundant inheritance. It's all Jesus. Man, you hear that? Can you hear the Holy Spirit speaking? Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm pleading with shameless persistence. Help me, guide me, lead me, teach me. Line upon line, precept upon precept. You can't soar without being kicked out of the nest. Ball head, scallion way. Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus that I can show. Cause to you be like the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Every decision we make as a sentence to our life story. In the name of Jesus, stabilize your heart. Because the coming of the Lord has drawn near and is imminent. Stop complaining about one another in order that you may not be judged. Consider this, the judge has taken his stand before the doors. I am the Lord's. I am his intricate variable. Luke 7 verses 1 through 10. Read it. Holy Spirit, open our hearts to the Father. It's quite simple. The centurion was a man of authority whose heart was open to God's chain of command. Don't make it difficult for straightening the grace of God. Get out the way. Who, what, when, where, and why, how? The centurion had faith, and he sent Jewish elders to ask Jesus if he could heal his slave. Jesus is the healer. The centurion asked his friends. He felt inadequate. He knew he was inadequate and insufficient of himself. So he sent the Jewish elders. The Jewish elders sent to ask Jesus. He sent them to ask Jesus to save the life of the centurion. The Jewish elders were sent to ask Jesus to save the life of the centurion's slave. The centurion was worthy for Jesus to grant this to him. The centurion sends friends to say he wasn't worthy. Great faith. I am a child of God. Yes, I am. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. For the perfect work of patience produced by the turbulent test. My potter crushes this clay, forming the vessel a treasure of his will. My God is a consuming fire, consistently purging me. This temple in the burning fire, the firmness of his precious presence. His passionate affection for his overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under his shadow. My Daddy, the Almighty, who gladly received me with open arms. Get on with all your body, mental elevation, granted to be something other than what you've been destined. The end can come at any time. It's all Jesus. It's easy to be wicked and partake of the world. His way versus grave decisions, enforcing nothing but corruption. The wages you earn consistently paid by death you have. Man, by all willful ignorance to disregard the Father's will. Watch out, Jesus is coming, the Lord of the heavenly hosts. In the name of Jesus, Father, send legions of angels out to protect your seed. The kingdom of heaven lies within. Kingdom military. Nothing can stop the glory of God. Nothing can stop the glory of God. My Father, my Abba, the Holy Spirit within, crying out. Father, send legions of angels out to protect us, even your kingdom.
crush the works of the enemy coming against me. And anyone else, the kingdom of darkness is attempting to bleed dry. It's all Jesus. Thank you, Father, for protecting us. The body of Christ, every single child that you won't even hesitate or sweat to leave the 99 foes. Protect the bullet. Don't to get on the religious deeds. You die. Acting like demons. But Jesus, I'm a strong father to get the big the other. Father, thank you for the things that have happened in the world. We've been delivered from the snap of the power. The trap of the hunter, the picture of the power. The game, the spirit of the world. In the sons of disobedience. In the sons of disobedience. And that's us. We've been followed and attacked. Different spirits. Back to the school, back to life, back to the school.
word and talk will be described as eternity is the potential we can live it, 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 the soul, the deep, absolutely, dust to dust, mind over mind, carefully chosen or unintentional, the decision, the best that I disregard, you saw, don't pay attention to the present, the far farther into darkness, I am not such a shady, Father, in the name of Jesus, love this place, fill my heart, you kept your words, affected in three-dimensional bodies, been openly shown God's righteousness in full assurance. All who believe there is not a deceit and are falling short of God. It is written every knee shall bow. Everyone those on earth and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory of God the Father. Delivered. Thank you, Father. Jesus is our advocate. He pleads our cause. If you didn't have one, now you know. There's no excuse.
Justin, I like this one.
Why so serious? Why so bitter? Hateful? Why? Why playing? Because it's all Jesus from the consumer. Father, thank you for delivering us from the distracted from stress-induced sickness, irritable and discontent, weary to the point of it. The growing load of birth, I kept growing. I'm Dylan, I'm Benny Lee. This is I along with they can take away the burdens and thus refresh you with rest. Jesus, I come to you. I'm worried to the point of exhaustion. My posture's depleted. I'm leaning over like a fiend. Addiction comes in many forms. Just like prison, the loads of burdens I carry keep growing. Cause I trusted in myself and leave all my own understanding. The opposite of my father's will, ignorant darkness. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's quite simple. These are the things you need to know. This is the day the Lord has made. Oops. Holy Spirit, help us rejoice and be glad in it. I know who I believe in, 1 John 5, 13. No, assurance of forgiveness. Which of your sins were yet future while Jesus hung on that cross? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that all my sins are washed away by the precious blood of your Son. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, past, present, and future. Not only the ones up to the point when I believe, but the ones I'm going to continue to stumble to bring himself up for you, to church, and in his creation. He fought for us, and he made sin. He was made sin for us. We have no capacity to even ask what that is. Thank you. We can't add to what's been completed. Help me, Holy Spirit, and go to the scriptures. Holy Jesus, let's take a look at the word in the book of Acts and how Paul, given a thorn in the flesh, prayed that God would take it away, and the Lord received his request and responded, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. Resist the devil, and he will flee. The only authority he has is what was received from you. An open door to walk right through all up in your house. In the name of Jesus, be gone and keep on going, Satan. You begin to set the captives free. Protect us from the enemy, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Heal us from the broken torture, crucified by the one like you fought for me personally. Even to suffer, the chief shepherd was led as a sheep to the slaughter. All my sins are washed away. My sin is redeemed. No longer have. No more pain, no pain. My soul is resting. It's a blessing. Thank the Lord. Praise a hallelujah. I'm free. Cause why? Cause he's so good to me. Lord, my God is greater. My God is stronger. Kingdom cries. I always feel like somebody's crying. I am a child of God. It's all about the audience. The one, my God, the Father. The Son and Holy Spirit. There is no other. Cause I'm studied by the scriptures. The kingdom of God is with an obligation to send legions of demons on a mission to fulfill and destroy the serving vessel that's ordinary in and of itself. Until my creator demonstrated the supernatural intervention of his presence. Filling this jar of clay up with treasure, past, present, and future, then broken every mold is over and over by my Father. I am the clay. He is my potter. I am the work of his hand. Evident divine intervention for his work, for this wretched man who is left in the least of all. Given abundant provision to live and give back to his creation, adding value to the magnificent inheritance, blessed to be a blessing. Kingdom cries, forgiven heathen. Always talking about the kingdom, pressing like Peter, you give me ears. From hopping, jumping, and diving off that pinnacle of existence, trying to enjoy this life of abundance given. Life required, Christ edified, committed and acquitted, justified, never committed a crime, rebelling, wandering off into an uninhabited region. Definition, wilderness, now purged in the burning fire, the firmness of my Father's presence, sanctified and set apart through Jesus Christ. My God is a consuming fire, glorified by my potter and redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. I was blind, but now I see. Sometimes I wish I couldn't. It is written, hold up. Wait a mediocre minute. Let me put some scripture in it. It is written, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It's not an option, it's a command. Don't perish without the present relationship mended by the Son in order to bring us back to our original state of royal DNA. Let me reiterate, don't perish without his presence oppressed and existing in this physical realm, tortured by demons or yourself, because the Lord of heaven and earth wants to know you for eternity. So shut it down. It is written. Hold up. Wait a minute. Psalm 46:10 says, be still. Shut your mouth and know that I am God. Be still. And I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Desist. Stop your fighting. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for your... Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word that is living and powerful. I live the word. Desist. Stop your fighting and recognize your maker. The Almighty will be exalted, lifted, and honored among the nations and the world. Common kingdom wealth. Please share or post this, these recordings with someone, anyone. It's all I have. You could say that you were asked by a native on me from AZ as a favor. The man in the maze, praising his chief shepherd. The end of the trail is the second death. Perish without his presence eternal. Don't perish without it. The Father's presence eternally burning and tortured by demons and devils, yearning for another chance in hell to, for another attempt. Too late. Game over. There is no end. Eternal life is incomprehensible to us mortals. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving me. My God is greater. You can't save me even if you're shady. My God is stronger. I shine too bright. My God is higher than any other. Illuminated by my maker. Creation, praise, kingdom, culture, tribal warfare. Separating the light from the dark. Because perspective of, from self-perspective is a throne of flesh gone through rigor mortis. Rotten blood callous scabbed up and numb. Jesus, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. I live to speak the word that is living and powerful and conquer the many double of rough and piercing. Because the division of body, soul, and spirit. And use the discernment of the thoughts and intents of your heart. In the name of Jesus, Father, permit a momentary glimpse of the spiritual life in 2 Kings 6. Read it, verses 16 and 17. Elisha said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. In the name of Jesus, just as a child, turning wrapping paper back, I imagine the veil over this realm torn and lifted, exposing the enemy at work. Demons and fallen angels fighting against the kingdom of heaven, relentless and condemned. Ten spells and curses forming signs and symbols to summon back up their eager crowds surround us in attempt to steal, kill, and destroy our peace. Choke the seed of the kingdom, planting seeds. James 2:19, read it. Be not deceived. Our imperfection is the first issue the Father desires to clarify. Legally bound to the curse. Legally bound to the cursed, weak and beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that always plays the victim role on the stage of life, rehearsing scripts of demonic doctrines, caught up, weighed down,
By rotten food, a vital worship, sacred service comes in many forms, just like church, prison, addiction, hell, heaven, someone you love, fear, anger, bitterness, rage, hate, social media, selfish ambitions, and depression. Be not deceived. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will open doors for the devil, who walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. As the kingdom of darkness enters your home, oppressed, and they oppress. As the kingdom of darkness enters your home to oppress you, you're overburdened and loaded down with mental, physical, and spiritual problems. Lord, thank you for delivering us from the powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is our deliverer. We've been delivered from the snare of the fowler, the trap of the hunter, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. And the Lord is my strength, because I don't want to exist no more, but he tells me I shall live and not die and declare his wonderful works, his beloved. In the name of Jesus, be not deceived. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will open doors for the devil and demons to walk up. Man, the devil walks around, because the devil walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And as the kingdom of darkness enters your home, as the kingdom of darkness enters your home to oppress, you're overburdened and loaded down. Mental, physical, and spiritual postures depleted, leaning over like a fiend of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed. The petition, wicked and lazy servants, exercising free will to ignorance. Detached from God, lost without hope. Mind will and emotions now in control, living soulless. Be not deceived. We must give account to the King. It's all Jesus. The life is in the blood. Stipulations of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children's observations to make the beloved an obligation. As we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, the Father's grace develops a distinguishing quality of character. Amen. Can someone come into agreement? Call it molded expression. What can the clay say to the potter? The Lord loves his creation and knows each one of us intimately acquainted with our pain, the lust of the flesh, guilt, lust of the eye, pain, part of life that presents less than expected. Momentary pleasure takes us down to the gates of hell upon that plane of exalted flesh. Defenseless character, inadequate aim. Intent is negative, destined for glory, in need of help. Every attempt to better self exposes the vain insufficient creation that's nothing in and of itself. Thank you, Father, I'm calling upon you for the Holy Spirit within, crying out, Abba, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your love divine. Thank you for your love divine in essence and self-sacrificial in nature. Lord, you are Lord of heaven and earth. I demand your supernatural intervention right now. I need you. Thank you for doing, and I thank you for doing super abundantly, far over and above all that I dare ask or think or even consider. Infinitely beyond my highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. According to the Holy Spirit, operative within, to the Father, be honored, glory, in the church, Jesus, as Jesus, we are the body, by the one of God, your word. To my Father belong the glory in the church, that's the body of Christ. And to all the generations of ages, amen. Let it be unto me according to your word. There's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, line upon mine. Jesus is the way, precept upon precept, you shall know the truth. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. And we overcome Satan by the life and the blood of our Passover lamb, and the word of our testimony. Stipulations of the grace covenant, contingent upon the children of observance and understanding of the Beloved. That's a scripture to me. And a source of everything that we need. The two shepherd lovingly corrects his children. Urging conference to character sound. Found in these vessels daily defiled. Crushed by the Almighty hand. By my Father's Almighty hand. Holding his work. Be not deceived. Be confident that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a successful conclusion. Jesus said, it is finished. Paid in full to Palestine. Isaiah 55:11. Mission accomplished. Jesus didn't return to the Father empty. Our inheritance. Oh, the Lord is our inheritance. My Redeemer lived. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes and bruises we are healed. And gifted legal right standing back to our original state. Undeserved forgiveness. Justified, sanctified, permitted. Access given. The keys of the kingdom. Unmerited free favor. Unearned, unsearchable riches. Holy Spirit, flow. Help us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Christ in us, the hope of glory. The Lord is our inheritance. Magnificent, burning fire, refurnace, purging these temples. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The Lord is my inheritance. Magnificent, burning fire, refurnace. Purging these temples turned into dens of thieves. The consuming fire, the Holy Spirit who has been caused. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. The Lord is our inheritance. Magnificent, burning fiery furnace. Purging these temples turn to a den of thieves. The consuming fire, the Holy Spirit, who has been caused to make his permanent home in us, has a passionate desire to control us to the point of envy. Oh, Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, do you know our Creator is jealous? And the consuming fire, the Holy Spirit within who has been caused to make his permanent home in us, has a passionate desire to control us to the point of envy of any control of indwelling sin may have over us. Did you hear that? Rewind it. Wash in the regenerating power of the word. Rinse. Repeat. Joshua 1:8. Thank you. My God is a consuming fire, and by his Holy Spirit within who has been caused to make his permanent home in me, he has a passionate desire to control me to the point of envy of any control indwelling sin may have over me. Moreover, the Holy Spirit gives greater grace for this reason. In conformity with this, the Holy Spirit says, God sets himself in battle array against the arrogant and haughty, but gives grace to the humble and lowly. Repent or perish. The kingdom lies within. Dunamis. Look it up. Not dumbass. Oh, thank you. Don't be a dumb ass. Lord, thank you. You know I'm speaking righteously in the name of Jesus. That ain't cursing. Man, you better recognize and reign. Receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness that you might reign in life. Holy Spirit, help us receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness that we might reign in life. Through the one Jesus Christ, dunamis. Father, glorify your name. By the opposite energy. Of your spirit within this. From a tomb sanctified, washed clean, and made. The kingdom within. Vessels with treasure, just justified, undeserved forgiveness, and
intimate your temple within. Incomprehensible to these mortal phones that grow weak and rude. That grow weak and evident. Salvation. Salvation hurts and makes beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Weak and weary creation, chained to ignorance, chained to an ignorant mindset, intentions mediocre and selfish, haughty. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon you, Father. I demand the supernatural intervention. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for hearing the petitions of your child. Righteous in Christ Jesus. Oh, with a mediocre minute, let me reiterate. Dynamis. Don't be like the horse or the mule, which require bit and bridle. Look it up, lest they come near you. You mother, shut your mouth. Father, glorify your name by the operative energy of your spirit within the summer tomb. Sanctified, washed clean, and made whole the kingdom within vessels of treasure, justified, undeserved forgiveness, redemption made. Your temple within, incomprehensible to these mortal phones that grow weak and weary, created and chained to ignorance, mindset, intentions, mediocre and selfish, haughty. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon you, Father. I demand your supernatural intervention right now. And I thank you for hearing the petitions of your child, righteous in Christ Jesus, legally acquitted to stand in your presence, guiltless, begging for help, seeking your kingdom. Amen. Seeking your kingdom, asking for knowledge. Seeking your kingdom first, asking for knowledge, asking for understanding, of my rights as your child, knocking for wisdom, discernment, and revelation to rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished. The Lord is my inheritance. That comes. Today is the day of salvation. Receive it. Romans 5:17. Read it. Speak it like commanded. Joshua 1:8. Hold up. Wait a mediocre. Hold up. Death is defeated. Wait a mediocre minute. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. My Redeemer lives. The King is alive. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. For John 1:9, Father, I admit I've willfully disregarded your will and asked, Holy Spirit, help me repent. I give you thanks, Father. I give you thanks, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive me for missing the mark of rain. And thank you for the justification by full assurance in the heart through giving rights acquired, Christ edified, line upon line. Thank you for the undeserved forgiveness, precept upon precept. Thank you for being faithful, fulfilling the terms of your blood covenant yourself. Psalm 34, read it. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 8. It's all Jesus. Look at verse 11 of Psalm 37. You are the one and only true God, my Father, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, the manifested expression of the Father, gifted eternal life, me to make it now. We're in the last days, no one's changing, get acquainted with the scriptures. We're in the last age of deceit, the last pages of being fulfilled worldwide. Open your eyes, time's up, don't perish without receiving the beloved Jesus. Thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today I break this bread. I believe, therefore I speak. Let it be unto me according to the living word of God. Powerful, unstoppable, and any double-edged weapon. He sees the division of body, soul, and spirit. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the center of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Nothing can stop the glory of God. Christ in us, our inheritance. Can someone come into agreement?
Holy Spirit, Father, I'm speaking with shameless persistence. Help me manage this magnificent, abundant inheritance that Jesus died to give me, making a public spectacle of the enemy at the cross. Let them see the fact that you are in control, that all things are working together for good, for your name's sake. We are made righteous in the Father's sight. A legal right standing permits us to come boldly to the throne of grace. The question is, will we abide in the vine? Will we feed off the bread from heaven, our sustenance and source? The Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. To you belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, dominion.